My dad works in B2B marketing, but I never really knew what that meant. Then one day, my dad came by my school for career day and told everyone in my class he was a big MQL man. Then he just kept saying things like, the more MQLs, the better, over and over. My friends still laugh at me to this day. I think it means marketing qualified lead. One thing's for sure, I'll be known as the MQL man's kid for the rest of my days. Why couldn't you just be a fireman or a lawyer? Why? You ruined my life, Dad.
Not everyone gets B2B, but LinkedIn has the people who do. And with ads on LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people based on job title, industry, likelihood to buy, and more. Start converting your B2B audience into high-quality leads today. We'll even give you a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/customer to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/customer. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
You know you've got a comeback in you. When you take the next step, you're going to make it count. For your career, for your family, for your life. You can earn a degree you're proud of with Purdue Global. Purdue Global is backed by Purdue University, one of the nation's most respected and innovative public universities. This is your chance. This is your opportunity. This is your comeback. Purdue Global, Purdue's online university for working adults. Start your comeback today at purdueglobal.edu.
This episode is brought to you by Navy Federal Credit Union. At Navy Federal, it's been the mission to help the military community for over 90 years. And not just help them, but do everything to make sure they not only grow, but flourish. That's why Navy Federal Credit Union has all kinds of great savings and investment options, like share certificates with sky-high rates. So don't hesitate. Start growing your finances today with a variety of savings and investment options. Navy Federal Credit Union. Our members are the mission. Savings products insured by NCUA. Investment products are not insured, not obligations of Navy Federal and may lose value.
Welcome to The Gratitude Diaries, a production of iHeartRadio. Hi, I'm Janice Kaplan. Thanks for joining me for another episode and another chance to think more gratefully. Today's tip, if you're looking to make this your happiest year ever, start a gratitude habit that you can continue every day. I've been talking the last couple of episodes about using this post-New Year's week as the classic start of New Year, New You. Whether you take that first week in January idea seriously, skeptically, or with a bit of tongue-in-cheek, it is a chance to think about the small changes that can make you happier. As a listener to this podcast, you're probably already convinced that being grateful will make you happier. But the problem comes when gratitude isn't natural to a situation, and you just tend to forget about it. The day gets busy, kids are underfoot, money is tight, and when we get frustrated and grumpy, gratitude is sometimes the last thing that comes to mind. So the trick is to turn gratitude into a habit that you don't have to think about. It's not your fault if you're not grateful enough. You need to set up your environment with reminders that make gratitude part of your day. A study this year out of the Netherlands found that creating a good habit really doesn't have all that much to do with self-control. The researchers at Utrecht University invited people to select a behavior that they wanted to turn into a good habit over the course of the study. It had to be something they didn't do yet, but could perform on a daily basis. They were then given a special app on their phone, which gave them a reminder every morning of what they wanted to do and the context in which they were to do it. At the end of every day, the participants reported whether or not they had done what they intended. Over 3 months, most of the participants showed a very significant increase in habit strength. The researchers said they were surprised that people's self-control didn't seem to have much to do with the changes. Instead, the monitoring and the reminders are what made the difference. If the habit you're trying to develop is gratitude, this model is a great start. You simply want to make gratitude a habit, so give yourself a reminder every day. Maybe put a little note card next to your bed that says, "I'm going to be more grateful today." Look at it as soon as you wake up. Say the words aloud into the mirror before you get into the shower. The behavioral researcher BJ Fogg, who teaches at Stanford University, advises that having a positive start like that to the day can turn positivity into a habit. He says that when he gets up every morning, he says out loud, "Today is going to be a great day." After he had made himself do that for a while, it became such a habit that it actually changed his attitude. It frames the day more positively and gives you more energy to make good things happen. He advises making that grateful or happy comment about the day ahead, even on days that you're not sure are going to work out quite right. If it does feel like the statement is going to be too phony, you can adapt it a little bit and say something like, "Today is going to be a great day," somehow. You don't have to go overboard, but I do like starting the day with a positive statement that reminds you to be grateful. Psychologists talk about having an anchor or cue for any habit that you're trying to form. For example, if every time you open the refrigerator, you see a bowl of fruit, it reminds you to eat something healthy. Simply waking up in the morning, looking at that note card next to your bed, can be your cue or reminder to be positive and hopeful and grateful about the day ahead. So today, think about the little reminders about gratitude that you can build into your day. Put that little note card next to your bed. Look at it first thing in the morning, every day, for the next week or two. Stick with it, and gratitude will become a habit that makes you happier every day. Thanks for joining me. I'd love to hear what you're doing right now to feel more positive and hopeful about 2021. You can reach me at the podcast link at www.gratitudediaries.com or the contact link at janicekaplan.com. Thanks and have a great day. The Gratitude Diaries is a production of iHeartRadio. For more podcasts from iHeartRadio, visit the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your favorite shows.
This is Malcolm Gladwell from Revisionist History. eBay Motors is here for the ride. With some elbow grease, fresh installs, and a whole lot of love, you transformed 100,000 miles and a body full of rust into a drive that's all your own. Brake kits, LED headlights, whatever you need, eBay Motors has it. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, it's guaranteed to fit your ride the first time, every time, or your money back. Plus, at these prices, you're burning rubber, not cash. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply.
What's up, y'all? Janice Torres here.
And I'm Austin Hankwitz.
We're the hosts of Mind the Business, Small Business Success Stories, a podcast presented by iHeartRadio's Ruby Studios and Intuit QuickBooks. Join us as we speak with small business owners about the tools they use to turn their ideas into success.
From finding that initial spark of entrepreneurship to organizing payments and invoices, we've got you covered. So follow and listen to Mind the Business, Small Business Success Stories on the iHeartRadio app or wherever you get your podcasts.
For the ones who work hard to ensure their crew can always go the extra mile, and the ones who get in early so everyone can go home on time, there's Grainger, offering professional-grade supplies backed by product experts so you can quickly and easily find what you need. Plus, you can count on access to a committed team ready to go the extra mile for you. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.